Hey, hey, in this episode, I'm going to show you how to turn your home studio into a business, so stay tuned. Hey, hey, I'm Chris Bradley, and with over 10 years of experience in the music business, I went from struggling singer-songwriter to a six-figure producer with credits including Sony, Miramax, Lincoln, Warner Chappell PM, Rolling Stone Magazine, and USA Network. And this is the Produce Like a Boss podcast, where we discuss the business, mindset, and strategies it takes to go pro as a musician and songwriter by developing and mastering the skill of music production. If you'd like to learn how to produce, please visit our website at producelikeaboss.com/workwithme for a plethora of free resources and tutorials to help you learn how to start producing your own music today. This is the Produce Like a Boss podcast. All right, y'all, I'm so pumped for this because the episode you're about to listen to today is 2 of 5 in a powerful series I've put together especially for my aspiring producers called Boss Producer Business. If you haven't checked out the first episode, The Starving Artist versus The Boss Producer, I want you to go take a listen to that right now. In this series, I'm going to walk you through the steps it takes to go from being an unpaid amateur to a paid professional. I'm also going to give you a sneak peek into how I run my six-figure production company at a high level of performance and profitability. Now, I want you to get the absolute most that you can out of this series. So I created a handout for you to help you implement everything that I'm covering. Just head over to producelikeabosspodcast.com/business. Also, if you make it to the end of this series, I have an entire workbook chock full of goodies and recaps and worksheets that I made just for you. Okay, let's jump in.
Do it like a boss. Like a boss, do it like a boss, like a boss.
Today's episode is called Making Great Music is Just the Beginning. And I feel like I want to shout this from the rooftops because so many people think that talent alone is all it takes to succeed with their music, and that couldn't be further from the truth. Making great music is the bare minimum to success. So for my uber talented ninjas out there, you know who you are. The everything comes natural to me and I was pretty much born singing in key. Listen up. This concept is actually harder for you because your talent has spoiled you. You're used to things happening easily for you. You're used to praise. You won the talent show. You aced the test. You got the guy or the girl, you know. Everybody acknowledges how good you are. But guess what? Compliments don't pay bills. So don't let the fact that you're a talented musician trick you into thinking you don't have to work for this. The truth is, oftentimes, it is the untalented, is that a word, that will go further because they're hungry for it. They actually have to work to get better and gain skill and get ahead. So yes, I'm pretty much talking about the story of the tortoise and the hare. My point, talent and great music is just the beginning. So what does it take to make great music as a producer? Well, let's start with what you got in your toolbox. Contrary to popular belief, you don't need to have really expensive equipment to make great music. However, as you enter into the big leagues and you go pro, you are going to want to up-level your game by making sure that you have high-quality software and plugins, at least. And this means dishing out the money to get stuff like Kontakt and Omnisphere and Nexus, and that's just to name a few. And now you might be thinking, holy shit, but Chris, that is expensive. But let's take a step back and look at some numbers really quick. Going to music school costs tens of thousands of dollars, and sometimes over $100,000, depending on where you're going. Building a commercial studio costs tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and used to be a necessity back in the day. And now, thanks to modern technology, it's not. Today, you can make a record on your laptop. Yeah. And by the way, going to music school and having a fancy studio doesn't even guarantee you success in the music business. Also, I don't want you to feel bad because I said the same thing for a long time when it came to investing. But here's what I've learned. It's not that you need these libraries to make great music. It's that it'll get you there a heck of a lot quicker. You have to ask yourself what you value more, your money or your time. And here's a hint. Money can be lost and made back again, but time can only be lost. You can never get it back. So as we grow as business owners, we have to up-level our thinking to value our time more than we value our money. And I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. We have to value our time more than we value our money. This is what the most successful entrepreneurs do. And if it takes you 2 weeks to mix a song because you're using shitty sounds and you won't spend $1,000 on Complete or any other great library, then you're not valuing your time. Oh, and one more thing. There are literally zero businesses that are 100% profit. So investing in yourself and your studio gives you skin in the game. It tells your subconscious, I'm not effing around. I mean business. Okay, so moving on. So how else can we make sure we're making great music? I bet you're not going to guess this next one. You got to make shitty music. Yeah, you got to get through the suck factor before you can start making great music. Okay, I want you to think of turning on the water of like an old sink and how when the sink hasn't been turned on in a while, the first thing that comes out is that brown, icky, gunky stuff. It's okay, it's the gunk. But you got to let the water keep running and eventually it starts coming out clear. You got to get the gunk out. That's how we need to start treating our music creation when we're first starting. So whether it's songwriting or arranging or producing, there's always a suck factor at first. Hell, I made hundreds of shitty demos before I stopped sucking. I was like, hello, I didn't know what I was doing. It's okay. We don't get mad at babies for not being able to walk when they're first born, right? But if you sit there waiting to make the perfect song, you're missing out on the opportunity that creating many imperfect songs can actually bring you. And if you find yourself stuck on a track that's sucking and you're not sure when to call it, just remember this. A project is done when you've reached the end of your skill level. That's it. Ditch your perfectionism and just finish songs based on your capability to complete it. And if you really want to come back to it after you've gotten your production chops dialed in, you can. Hey, friend, I'm going to take a second here just to interrupt myself to make sure that I tell you about the Boss Producer Business Series worksheets and workbook. If you are digging everything that you're learning in this 5-part series, you're going to want to head over to producelikeabosspodcast.com/business. Every week, this is going to be updated with the latest show notes and worksheets from every episode. And if you make it all the way through to the end, on the last episode, I'm even going to drop an entire workbook for you. Also, if you're digging this podcast series, you are going to love, love the Boss Producer Bootcamp. Head over to producelikeabosspodcast.com/bootcamp to sign up for a 5-day free training to help you get started to start your production business today. All right, back to the show. So the last thing I want to touch on today is skill stacking. There's an amazing book called How to Be Better at Almost Everything by Pat Flynn that has absolutely blown my mind. I swear, it's what I live by my life by. I will drop the link to this in the show notes as well, because a lot of people have been asking me what I'm reading lately, and this book is just amazing. Pat Flynn talks about how valuable it is to be a generalist in today's world and demystifies the idea that in order to achieve success, you must be an expert. Pat explains that generalists are those who are good at various things and specialists are best at specifically one. Now, the reason I want you to check this book out is because of exactly what I mentioned at the top of this episode. As artists, we think that if we work really, really hard and we get really good at our craft, that success is inevitable and we strive to be experts. And we scoff at generalists, saying things like, I can't spread myself too thin. I need to focus on one thing. And we don't think of all the other things that are needed in order to become successful with our music, especially when we don't have a team. So remember, when you're first getting started, you have multiple hats to wear. You're the artist, you're the producer, you're the manager, the social media manager, and the marketer. So with all that being said, do you think it would be better to become the best singer in the world? Or would it be more valuable to become a great singer and also learn how to write songs and also learn how to track your vocals and produce some demos and then learn how to market yourself? Y'all, this is literally my story, okay? I was a struggling singer-songwriter and I was pretty good at writing songs and performing, but it wasn't until I started skill stacking, i.e. learning how to produce, doing session work, doing custom songs, that I started providing the value that allowed me to build a business. Now, remember what we talked about in episode 54? I want you to check out your worksheet right now if you have it handy, or just head to producelikeabosspodcast.com/business and check out page 2. The Boss Producer provides value. They're service focused. So after years of living the #struggleisreal starving artist life, the quality of my questions shifted from why can't I get paid for my music to what do I need to do to provide enough value to get paid for my music? And that's when I experienced an exponential growth in my revenue as a musician. I remember the year I started my production company and actually started functioning like a business and went from barely scraping by to having my first $3,000 a month, and then my first $5,000 a month, and then my first $8,000 and $10,000 a month, and then more. This is possible, you guys. I am living proof. And that's why I can't say it enough. Making great music is just the beginning. All right, now don't forget to check your workbooks for the recap and for some exercises to help you grow your business. So to recap, here's what we covered today. Making great music is just the beginning. Your talent may be spoiling you. Don't think that just because you're good at your craft that you don't need to do the work to go pro. In order to make great music, you should invest in your home studio, especially your computer, your virtual instruments or sound libraries, and some third-party plugins. It's time to step up your game. The most successful people in business value their time more than their money. Everybody sucks at first. It's okay. Be messy. You have to go through this to make great music. Being a generalist can actually be more valuable than being an expert. Skill stacking can give you a unique competitive advantage in the music industry. Speaking of stacking skills like pancakes, we're getting ready to kick off our Boss Producer Bootcamp starting April 5th. In this 5-day bootcamp, you will discover the mindset it takes to go full-time as a producer, what it takes to run a business from your home studio, the path from amateur producer to pro paid producer. I'm going to show you how to increase the quality and speed of your productions, how to make pitchable, placeable, profitable music, ways to make money online, whether you're a singer, songwriter, producer, mix engineer, or instrumentalist once you learn how to record. And we're going to give away a ton of prizes, and there will even be contests and even scholarship opportunities. By the time you leave this bootcamp, you will know how to build a hugely successful business from your home studio and get your first paying client fast. Just head over to producelikeaboss.com/bootcamp to reserve your seat. All right, my friends. Well, I hope you got a lot of value out of today's episode. I'll be back next week with part 3 in the Boss Producer Business series, so stay tuned. I'm going to take us out with a song that I wrote. This one is called Disgrace, and I did this in partnership with Happy Yeah and Sony BMG.
I'm a criminal, it's subliminal though. So you lay down your cards, oh baby, it's over. Head up on my shoulder, come a little closer. I'm a deviant, so mischievous, oh. My love is a hell to dwell, perhaps a little harder. I'm my mother's daughter, blood runs in the water. Oh, it would be such a shame. Such a shame. Such a shame. Don't give me your love, 'cause it would only be a waste. Seems all that I touch, oh, it ends up disgrace. Is it blasphemy, a catastrophe? Way every word from my lips is dripping with intention, teaching you a lesson I forgot to mention. It's hysterical how we wear the wool over our eyes, seeing what we want to see. So you can't blame me for trying, can't blame you for buying. There ain't no denying.